Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Friday, July 8th, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Lauren, Chris, Bob, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola again.
We're going to skip news and announcements for this show. We're going to jump straight into our main topic, which is going to be listener questions. And we do have quite a few, so hopefully we can get through these quickly enough and efficiently enough to get everyone the information that they need. So let's get started with this. Okay, our first question is from Amy, and she says, "We are headed down to Disney World after Thanksgiving. We are staying at the Contemporary and getting the deluxe dining plan. This is our first time doing either, so I'm nervous about which restaurants we should definitely do. The big ones I have us booked at California Grill, Cinderella's Castle, Artist Point, and Hoop Dee Doo. We have a nine-year-old, an eight, a five-year-old, and a nine-month-old. Would you pick some others or stay with these? New fan of the show." Well, great. Thanks, Amy. So restaurants for, I consider those mostly younger kids.
Well, she's got a nine-month-old. And we've been there when either Brooke or Amber was at least 9 months and did probably Hoop Dee Doo and some of the other fancy California Grill. I know we did when Amber was young.
Well, she was older, though. She was three.
Yeah.
I would say California Grill is going to be fine. You might consider a childcare service for the nine-month-old for a lot of these. At least Artist Point and California Grill.
Oh, I disagree with Artist Point. I think that is actually a very kid-friendly restaurant.
It's kid-friendly, but you also want to enjoy it.
And I think you could enjoy it. I really do. And I'm saying this with, you know, my three children. You know, that restaurant, the noise doesn't carry too bad. It seems pretty kid-friendly.
You also want other people to enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad one. And what I've noticed when I've been there is there's sort of like the dining room is kind of an L shape, and the larger part of the L seems to be more older, you know, adults. They seem to put the kids up near the front, which is where you walk in at. I don't know. I wouldn't change my mind about Artist Point. And even California Grill, to be honest, I mean, that's very kid friendly. It's not a romantic, quiet restaurant. It's
pretty noisy in there.
Yeah.
I agree that they're kid friendly. Most Disney restaurants are. But I think we're at the stage with Brooke that
you can't sit down for 10 minutes.
The meal.
Yeah.
As long as
it depends on your child.
It really does.
As long as the meal is early enough so that the baby is okay, I think they would be fine.
Brooke, it's like you got 10 minutes and then she's done. And then for us, it's I take her and walk around the restaurant while Lisa eats.
It's tag team eating.
And my food sits there and gets cold. And then I come back and give it, and we just swap on and off taking her around. So it's not enjoyable. We're at the age where it's not possible. But then when Amber was about that age, it was a little easier for us. And we still walked her around, but
it was still the same tag team. You just have selective memory.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
I remember her sleeping more.
She slept more, but we still ate separately.
Yeah. So that's the only problem. But all these restaurants are great choices.
They are great choices. You're going to have a lot of fun at Hoop Dee Doo also.
I think I would throw in Yachtsman. If I was on the deluxe plan, I would definitely want to try out Yachtsman Steakhouse. I might not bring a kid there.
Yeah, that is a little bit quieter. Well, the problem, I mean, all of these restaurants really are kid-friendly. That's true, and I think her selections are very good. The problem with any signature dining is that the meals do take a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not uncommon to go an hour and a half, and some of them, I think we were at California Grill, and I mean, that probably stretched close to 2 hours, you know, between. So that is a long time for, you know, young children to be expected to sit there, which is why, you know, childcare may be, you know, a good option. Yachtsman is another good choice.
Don't you agree that, I don't know about you, but I'm generally hesitant anyway to recommend the deluxe plan to people with small children?
It depends on how they're going to use it. Yeah. But I think when you have several small children, it does make it harder. It takes a lot of the time that you would be spending in the parks playing, and it's a lot of time to sit. You don't go to Disney World to sit when you're 6 years old. Okay, I have another question from Amy. Amy has written, first, I would like to say thank you for the hours of enjoyment your podcast gives me at work. You are all very informative and entertaining. My question is, I never hear you mention the Swan and Dolphin Hotel. I know it is not officially a Disney resort, at least I don't think so. However, my family and I stayed there several times when I was little and we loved it. The location is great, and I remember Disney transportation being available there. Any reason why it isn't mentioned? I'd love to stay there again someday, but not if they have stopped offering the Disney extras. Again, love the show. Amy.
Is this the same Amy?
Different Amy.
No, and it's spelled A-M-I-E, where the first Amy was A-M-Y.
Okay.
First Amy was from Wake Forest, North Carolina. And this one is strictly sent from an iPhone. That's all I know. Okay, so Swan and Dolphin. Bob, you have a lot of opinions on these, don't you?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, first of all, they haven't stopped offering a lot of the Disney extras. I mean, you can get, Disney transportation through them. They certainly are convenient to the Epcot area and to Boardwalk. So, you know, you can walk to the Boardwalk and enjoy the, restaurants there and the shops there. You can walk to Epcot. You can take a boat over to Hollywood Studios. So location can't be beat. I believe you can get packages shipped from the parks back to your resort if you stay at the Swan and Dolphin. But you cannot get the dining plan while on the Swan and Dolphin, and you can't get Magical Express. On the other hand, you are still able to get extra magic hours, which is nice. I don't know. I mean, some people tend to not like the Swan and Dolphin, but I think it is a good alternative for a lot of people. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what about your Key to the World card? Do you get one of those when you stay there?
You know, I don't know.
I think you do. And package delivery.
Yes, yeah.
Which you get package delivery.
Right. So, I mean, most of the benefits you do get there. So it is a good alternative. I mean, they are, I guess people would consider them deluxe resorts.
You can also have a couple of character dinings there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So some people forget about that, that you can have a character dining there, and it's not on the dining plan, is it?
No, it's not. You can't get the dining plan on the Swan and Dolphin. So.
But what you're going to have, let's see if I remember correctly. Let's see, at breakfast, you're going to have Goofy and Pluto on Saturdays and Sundays. And then if you have dinner over at the Garden Grove, not to be confused with the Garden Grill, but the Garden Grove over at the Swan, if you get dinner over there, you have Rafiki and Timon sometimes. I think it's Fridays you get Rafiki and Timon, and then all the other days you get Goofy and Pluto. Hmm. I think it's Monday and Friday, Rafiki and Timon, and then the other days you're going to have Goofy and Pluto.
One of the other, I think the main attraction for a lot of people, I mean, is a great location and a lower price than many of the Disney resorts, where Yacht Club or Beach Club or Boardwalk might be running $300, $350, $400 a night. You can often get the Swan and Dolphin on a discount for, $200 a night or less. And there's lots of different discounts they offer. I mean, they offer discounts for nurses. They offer discounts for teachers, AAA discounts, Florida resident discounts. So there's lots of ways to save money there. I'm told that the beds there are heavenly. Literally, I think they're called heavenly beds, and people have described them as heavenly to me. So very comfortable, very convenient. So I think they're, I certainly think they have their place. I guess people just don't think about them a lot. I mean, I know they get criticized because they attract a lot of convention people.
Yeah, that was our main down point when we went. We stayed at the Beach Club and we walked over to the Dolphin and Swan. And we've been over there a few times before, but we were the only people not in business attire. It was, and we were the only people that had a child with us. It was like a medical convention or financial convention or something.
Yeah, we felt very out of place.
And right, we were the only one with any kids. And they were, you know, they had on the grounds, they had tents set up with all the different vendors. And
it just wasn't fun.
It was definitely a giant business.
It's certainly not my idea of a Disney resort.
Right, because, you know, you're not totally immersed in the Disney experience like many, like, Disney resorts do, and while the Contemporary is a convention resort and the Coronado Springs is a convention resort, you know, you're at least there with a lot of other people who are also just there on vacation.
Yeah, you know, and the restaurants are supposed to be very nice, but they're priced for business people that have a per diem that can afford to spend a lot of money, so they seem to be priced a little bit higher.
The restaurant selections over there, you're going to have among them, Shula's Steakhouse. You're going to have Kimono's Sushi, and also Blue Zoo by Todd English. And yeah, they are definitely a bit pricier. If you have a Tables in Wonderland card, all three of those restaurants, though, are available under the Tables in Wonderland plan.
Yeah, so, and restaurants.com usually has a coupon for those restaurants, too, that we've got a couple of.
I've seen those from time to time, so... I guess, as to why we don't mention it more often, I don't know, I guess just because they aren't officially Disney, per se, you know, but they're
on the same water launch routes as, you know, the true Disney resorts, but to me, they're not.
Well, the architecture is different. A lot of people don't like the architecture.
Yeah,
it's just
that's the
got
problem
this
for me.
Kind of
me too.
Big top, weird circusy. I don't know. It's kind of a strange mix.
It's not even that. It's just like it tried to be modern and all out there, and it just ended up looking tacky.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is architecture-wise, it doesn't. At least on the exterior, it doesn't fit with what's around it.
Right.
You know,
it's just hideous.
You know, it doesn't blend with the Hollywood studios. It doesn't blend with Yacht and Beach Club. It doesn't blend with Boardwalk.
No.
It's just boom right there. But I mean, you know, for people that are staying and maybe not even in the rooms that much, I mean, and even if you are in your room that much, how much are you looking at the architecture?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for a deluxe resort with a comfortable bed and nice amenities, you know, with a great location, you know, for less than, you know, what Disney's going to charge you, this is a viable option.
I think her question proves a good point, too, which is that a lot of resorts that you go to as a kid, they become emotional for you. It's just like, heaven forbid you insult the Poly. You know, people are very adamantly... you know, pro Poly, and they make you, they get mad, right? And so she's remembering that from when she was a kid and the good times she had. She's probably not, you know, looking at it like us, having not stayed there and had, you know, and made memories there, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, I'm going to move on to Jamie, and Jamie writes, "Hi everyone, I've got a question about resorts and booking for 2012. I've only been to Disney World once before for my honeymoon last year. We stayed at Pop Century and we loved it, but this time I want to check out a moderate, or if I can afford it, a deluxe. My husband and I will be bringing along my nieces. One will be 16 and one will be 20 when we go. And my mom. My mom's coming too. All of whom have never been to Disney World before. I'm waiting for announcements of free dining or great room rates before I book. I would love to stay at the beach club, love how it is walking distance to Epcot, and I've heard great things about the pool there. However, the only way we could afford to do all this is to stay in one room. With five people, I'm not so sure how that would work out. I would also probably have to knock off one day for my trip if we stayed there. I've also looked into the Port Orleans Resort. I think the Princess rooms at Riverside look great, and I've heard that French Quarter is quiet and has the best bus service. If we stayed at one of the Port Orleans resorts, I would probably get two adjoining rooms for all of us. My question is, what resort would you choose for five adults who are budget conscious?
Well, I think the key...
We are also open to when we go next year, but it seems like early fall always has the best deals, so I'm thinking mid-September. I'm ready to book as soon as a good deal is announced. Thanks so much. I love the podcast. Jamie.
I think that if you're budget conscious, get two rooms at Pop. Don't pay the extra money to go to a moderate. You're not going to get anything more out of it than you'll get at Pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't listen to Chris, honestly, Jamie.
No.
Don't listen to Chris.
Know. Seriously,
no,
though.
Go to Port Orleans, Riverside.
You know what? I think it's a nice resort. I think.
Well, you could, if you're doing two rooms, you might as well do French Quarter. It is the smaller resort, too.
I think with five adults who are budget conscious, who are looking at a deluxe, I think a moderate is a happy compromise.
Yeah.
Well, you've already stated that you've stayed at Port Orleans once, or you stayed at Pop once, so go try Port Orleans.
The thing is, she's not looking at a deluxe. She's saying, I'd like to do it, but it's too much money. We'd have to stay in one room. So two rooms at a moderate are going to be about what that room at a deluxe is, right? Yeah. Why not just really save your money and go stay at Pop?
Okay, I'm going to jump in. With going to the beach club, cutting off, I don't think going to the beach club, having five people in a single room, five adults essentially, I don't think that's the way to go.
Well, they're going to charge you $75 extra a night because you have three extra adults anyway.
Right. Right. So, I think you need to do two rooms. The question is, do you do two rooms at a value or two at a moderate? I'm kind of going with Chris on this. There's nothing wrong with getting two rooms at a value.
Yeah,
but no, they've already stated a value.
No. I don't think any of us are saying there's anything wrong with it.
It's the experience. It depends on what experience they want to have.
For five adults, I think Pop is a little too in your face. You're going to have a lot more.
It depends on the experience you're looking to get.
Families there.
It does depend on that.
You've got a full service restaurant at
but
the
it's
moderate.
Not very. It's yeah, but.
You've got
seriously,
a bar if you want to hang out at the bar. You've got the boat ride over to downtown Disney. You've got a nicer pool.
You're going to pay roughly, depending on the time of year, $50 a night difference per room.
Per room. If not more. You'll pay a little more than $50 per night per room.
It really depends on what's worth it to you.
Yeah, the price difference between a value and a moderate is not nearly as great as the difference between a moderate and a deluxe.
Absolutely.
I still say deluxe is out for your purposes.
If she's going to go to the parks every day and really not want to, not experience in the resort, then maybe Pop. But it sounds like they might want to try a.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that Steve is wrong either. I think two rooms at Port Orleans, either French Quarter or Riverside, would be fine too. You're going to have more space. You'll have the fridge. But
that's true. You get that fridge.
But, I mean, you can get a fridge at a value, right. But it depends on what you want.
Yeah. When they say budget conscious, are they concerned about, how much, how expensive it's going to be. And, if it means taking a day off your trip.
I would not sacrifice hotel.
I wouldn't sacrifice a day for hotel.
And what I always tell people? I always say to clients who have this dilemma, I always say, if you have to think about it at all, go down another level. Because I would rather have you on your vacation and not thinking about how much money you're spending than thinking, oh gosh, this was a lot of money. Don't do that to yourself. It's just a trip.
Yeah. Well,
and it is a vacation, and the whole goal of a vacation is to relax and have fun and be with family. So don't put the added stress on yourself. I agree.
And as far as her question as to when she should book, I would book early and wait for the deal to come out.
Exactly. Well, if you know you're going and you know when you're going and you know who's going, there really is no reason not to book it now, because any good deal that may come along, a good travel agent is going to help you get that deal.
Yep.
Well, and here's the other thing, too.
And that guarantees you your choice of hotel as well.
Well, and here's one thing is that we all know that probably if they do what they did last year, come August or even earlier, they're going to announce the 2012 deals pretty soon. And everybody needs to get those early instead of waiting, because we've seen what's happened with discounts as the year has progressed.
Worse.
Yeah. So
the good deals come out soon. And, you know, they've got, I think they've got a very generous and flexible cancellation policy. If you, for whatever reason, decide that you don't want to do this Disney vacation, initially you're going to put down a $200 deposit per room. And if you decide later that, no, this isn't working out, I want my money back, you have up until 45 days prior to your arrival date to get all of your money back. So it's kind of a win-win. It's $400. That's your deposit for the two rooms.
And you can make changes if you need to. So if a deal comes out and you want it to change your days by a day or so, you can do that.
Right. There's plenty of adjustments that can be made prior to that 45-day mark. After that 45-day mark, that's when your final payment is due, your balance is due in full. You can make changes. You will have a $50 change fee if you're going down in price. If you go up in price, add a day, add a room, add a fridge. Well, fridge you're going to pay upon arrival anyway, but there's no fee when you increase your package price.
Well, and that's why it's a good reason to go with a lower price resort. And if your situation changes a little bit and you can upgrade, by all means upgrade. But you can't go down if you're that close.
Well, right. And now here's the other thing to think about. If you're looking at free dining as the promotion you're hoping to get, what Disney's been doing also is the with a value resort, you're just getting a quick service, which you can upgrade.
And that will become a factor. You're right.
And that will actually factor into the cost because that will change your price.
Mm-hmm. It's only going to cost their entire group, what, $50, $60 a day extra to upgrade?
Depending on how many days they
go. Well, you've got five adults, so that'll be $55, depending on where the prices go. But I also wanted to point out, if you ended up booking two value resorts, do a room-only reservation, and you're going to have to pay one night's deposit, well, times two rooms. So that's going to be cheaper than your $200 deposit in all likeliness.
Yeah.
And then you can add tickets and dining later. So the commitment isn't big, but I don't understand why people don't book as soon as they know or at least think they want to go. A $200 deposit doesn't seem that bad when you're looking at an overall vacation cost. And, you know, that $200 is going to hold your vacation and get you secured into the resort you want, the room type you want, the package you want, you know, if you happen to be lucky enough to get the package. And it's an easy out.
And if you're budget conscious, another great thing you can do is you can actually make payments on it.
Yeah, some people do that. I've got one that every couple of weeks I'm making a payment.
Yep, that's right. And I actually do that for my own personal trips. Yeah. It doesn't hurt. My final payment comes, I have one small payment left, and I'm done. It's like a monthly bill.
Just spread out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt. It's also fun. It kind of feels like, okay, I'm one step closer. Uh-huh. I just paid $100, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really hurt. My husband always says, oh, you know, the way she does it, I don't even feel it. He's like, so right. He's like, I can't even be upset with her for going all the time.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay. So, Jamie, write us back when you get back from Port Orleans. Let us know how it was.
Ah, she's going to Pop.
No, she's not. She's going to Port Orleans.
No, you need to call us ahead of time.
You need to let us know.
Great deal. We'll help you. Don't listen to Steve. He's awfully cocky. So
he's totally wrong, too.
No, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm saying that he's being cocky about this. So we're going to move on to Papa Mouse. And Papa Mouse writes, just listen to your podcast on meal plans. Very enjoyable. Thank you. A couple of updates and additions to your info on the premium plan and the platinum plan. One of the key components to both plans that I didn't hear you mention was that all signature restaurants cost only one credit instead of two. We did not mention that. I'm going to read on. This really makes it more beneficial if you are making a trip to the parks just to experience all the extras instead of the... Let me read this again. If you are making a trip to the parks just to experience all the extras instead of the parks themselves. The bad news is Disney changed the plans from 2012, and now both plans are a three-day minimum. So we were kind of discussing that. If you want to do that quick one-night escape under the premium or platinum plan to get in your Cirque du Soleil, your tours, your deluxe dining plan, you have to do it this year. Next year, 3-day minimum. So, which means the creative one-day plans you mentioned reading about are not possible anymore starting 2012. Yeah. I am very sad about that. My wife and I, we're going to spend a special day, one-day trip for our 25th anniversary, but can't afford the 3-day plan. Oh, well. One more thing. You mentioned that the premium allows for one golf lesson, but actually the plan states includes unlimited golf lessons, green fees, electric carts, range balls, rental golf shoes, and rental clubs per person. So that was me. I said it was one. So thank you for helping me on that. Thank you for all you do. Love the podcast. Papa Mouse. So he just had comments. He didn't actually have a question. But I wanted to get that out there, and I stumbled a little, but hopefully you got the gist of it. And I think it'll be a great thing if we can get out to Disney and try that premium or platinum plan, probably premium for me, and do that this year. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Hmm.
Not very receptive.
So you would have to have your kid, your 5-year-old on it though, right?
Yes.
Would that work out to have a kid that age, do you think, on that plan?
Well, you'd have to do a lot of the daycare, I think.
Oh, nice.
But the daycare's free. And I think our problem would be the baby.
Well, even the daycare doesn't start until nighttime, though, right?
4:30. It starts at 4:30,
so you can't do the tours that we want to do, like the Magic Kingdom stuff during the day.
All we have to do is call Bob and say, help, and he'll come to our rescue. He'll take Amber through the parks. I'm sure he will.
Totally.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, Bob and Donna would totally be great with your kids. I can vouch that they are really sweet people.
We might have to buy him dinner and at Pinocchio's Village House.
I've never eaten there.
Well, it'll be special for you then, Bob.
Okay. Cool.
No, I think
you haven't eaten there.
I haven't eaten there either.
I've never even actually walked in there. Well, you know what it is? It's so crowded in there that I've never.
You know, there's a window up there where you can watch. It's a Small World.
I know, and the only reason I know that is because it was a trivia question.
Oh, I was going to say.
I've never seen it.
I would want to take advantage of that, but okay. Good to know.
Wow. All right.
That explains why I've never been in there. When I've been on It's a Small World, you see all those people looking through the window?
Yeah, they're eating lunch at Pinocchio's.
Okay. I was a little freaked out. I was, okay, now I know. what is the deal with this? You know.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah. And thank you for the compliment, Chris. You're quite kind.
Well, don't expect that. That's just
I totally do not.
Our listeners are sitting there with jaws dropped like, huh?
You know, Bob and I actually get along now and then.
Okay. You banter like brother and sister.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move on to Ryan's post. He says, hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay. If on a trip to Disney and you stay at 2 different resorts, how can you transfer? For my upcoming trip, we are planning to take the bus to Downtown Disney and then go to our hotel. But where do you put your luggage? Can Disney take the luggage to the other resort? Also, what are your thoughts on Disney transportation? Do you think they need another system besides the buses or just to improve the way they transport custom guests? He changed it. That was cute. So it looks better on print than what I just did, so... Anyway, transportation, transfers, 2 resorts. What do you think?
So for the luggage, if you're staying at one Disney resort, they'll move your luggage to the other Disney resort. They have you just take it down to the bell service desk, and they will have a van comes by a couple times a day and transfers it to the other resort.
You just let them know your resort reservation number, and they'll take care of it.
Yeah, the harder part is you getting from resort to resort if it's not a monorail resort and you're not on the monorail.
It's not that hard. I mean, it's like going to a resort for breakfast.
Yeah.
You could taxi it,
Yeah, you could taxi is probably your quickest way.
Transfer.
Yeah. Your taxi is probably quick and easy as opposed to waiting 20 minutes, 30 minutes for a bus to get to Downtown Disney and then waiting there and then
But if you incorporate, if you incorporate it into your day and make a visit out of downtown Disney or go into a park and then return to another resort from the park. I mean, there are ways to make it more convenient.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like, so if you're going to go to the Magic Kingdom for the day, you check out, you check your bags at Bell Services, they'll transfer
them.
You go to the, you hop on the bus to the park, and then you just hop on the bus to
the new resort.
The new resort from there, and you're good to go.
Painless. So, and then where do you put your luggage? So Steve covered that. Can Disney take to the other resorts? What are your thoughts on Disney transportation? Do you think they need another system?
It's, I don't know if it's I don't think it's cost effective. I mean, it would be awesome to have a monorail go everywhere, but I don't think I'll ever see it happen. The bus is cheaper and easier for them to run.
Well, and I think they're going to keep the monorail to the resorts, the deluxe resorts where they already have it, because that's a perk. And when you have something special like that, you can charge for it. You can charge a premium. I think their system, someone talked about Disney installing cameras and incorporating a system almost like a call center where they had cameras watching each bus stop. And if all of a sudden the high school marching band comes out and they all want to get on the bus to go to the Magic Kingdom, I mean, they probably have their own bus, but if they didn't, they would, these people that are monitoring it, a dispatch of sorts, would call and say, oh my gosh, we just got an influx of people over at All-Star Music. We need an extra bus there for the Magic Kingdom right now. And so they have an as-needed basis to send out the buses. They have your regular routes and then, you know, 10 to 15 buses that are called out to help with overflow, and they help the guests at those resorts. I think that would be a good idea, but
you know, and it seems to be hit and miss at the resorts. You know, and I've actually seen cast members out there with walkie-talkies kind of monitoring, you know, and radioing in. But I mean, I've been at like Yacht Club and Beach Club, and you know, buses to various parks are showing up, you know, every 5 minutes or less.
Yeah. I mean, every time we've been there, they're just constantly coming by.
But then, you know, people will talk about how bad the bus service is, for instance, at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I don't know if it's because it's all the way on the outer rim of the resort, and that's part of the issue, or so I think it's a, overall, the transportation system, I think, works very, very well, considering how many people you have visiting the parks and staying on property on any given day. I don't think people appreciate how complex it is to manage these buses and the monorails and the boats. That said, it probably does need some tweaking, and I think they probably are tweaking it daily based on, you know, anticipated crowd levels and actual crowd levels and, you know.
I have to say, from the years, like year to year when you go, every year you notice something different that they do. Like this past year, I noticed that, you know, in Epcot, they had somebody standing in the parking lot switching buses. Okay, you're now going to Port Orleans. You're now going here. And you watched it change over based on the lines and how long the lines were for each resort.
Yeah, so they're always trying.
They move people out quickly.
Yeah, they're always working on it and improving it. And I know there's problems because I read posts and I see stuff. But if you want absolutely horrible bus service, you got to stay off property. And then you'll appreciate the Disney bus service, I think, a little more. It's just...
And that's true. Disney comes around all day long. You may have to wait 30 minutes. I mean, that's if you just missed one, because they're supposed to come every 20. You know, you may be looking at a 39-minute wait or so. But you're right. When you're at an off-property resort, you may have one shuttle in the morning and one in the afternoon. And if you're not on it, you're walking home or taking a taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the shuttles either have a fee or they have an additional room fee. Sometimes they're free, and then they stop at
other resorts.
They might stop at other resorts that, you know, three or four different other resorts on their way in and on their way back, because it's a service that they've rented out to take people in and out.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the other things people have to realize with Disney's transportation system is how big Disney World is, you know, between, you know, over 20 resorts, 4 theme parks, 2 water parks, downtown Disney. That's a lot of buses running and a lot of, you know, you know, to arrange.
It's a big orchestration.
So.
And I think Chris mentioned before the time value of money. You know, some people want to stay off property to save a few dollars. Well, then they're spending an hour and a half just to get to the park, and they've wasted all that time, which when you're at Disney, time is money. And I think it was more like a downtown Disney hopping type thing to avoid the parking fee, but it's the same result in the end that you're trading. It's just so convenient to stay on property with that internal transportation, the quality of the Disney, the extra perks with the extra magic hours. It's do the math. Do the math with parking included or a rental car when you stay off property. And, you know, the fact that you get extra hours when you stay on property. And not to mention that you're surrounded by Disney the whole time you're there. It really pays to stay on property and
submerge yourself.
Yes, I think so. I think that's the way to go. So I think we covered that question. And thanks.
I don't know.
For,
I think we missed something.
We can revamp it all.
Just kidding.
Okay, Sacramento, California. This is Angela. Hello, all. My hubby and I will be returning to the world this December and hoping that it will not be 30 degrees again. 30 degrees is better than 100. Trust me. This will be our second time ever going, and we want to make sure that we take in more than we did last year. We're going to book the Candlelight Processional Package, but I'm not sure what time we should book. We are going to be there December 11th through the 17th. Also, do you know if the Holiday Wishes Party is going to be offered? Thanks, everyone, for the great podcast. Angela, Sacramento, California.
I've never done the package.
I have done the package. I don't think it matters which time you go necessarily.
It's going to be the same show, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same show no matter when you go. I actually think is, you know, what are the times this year? I haven't looked. Let me see.
I think they usually run them like 2 or 3 times a night too.
Yeah.
I think it's more important, rather than show time, it's more important to book the Candlelight Processional Package ASAP, especially if, you know, during one of the days of your stay, a very popular speaker like Neil Patrick Harris or, you know, Whoopi Goldberg.
I saw her, actually.
Her, too, and I waited 3 hours for her. So, yeah. So I would totally recommend booking the package, and I think you can book, almost positive that you can book starting July 26th, the Candlelight Processional Package.
What are the dates they're traveling?
December 11th through the 17th.
Mm-hmm. So the 11th through the 17th is, ooh, Neil Patrick Harris is the 10th to the 12th.
One. It's going to be so hard to get those. Yeah. He's going to sell out just because he's so charming.
And you know what? Charismatic. The 13th to the 18th is to be determined. So there's nobody even listed yet for those dates.
Okay.
Could be someone good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they always have, you know, top.
Yeah, you can't complain about anyone that they get in there.
I mean, I don't think Thomas Gibson is on that list yet for this year, and I think he'll be back. He was supposed to be really good.
Didn't they have, one year they had James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Talk about a powerful interpretation. That would have been fabulous.
But yeah, I have to say, I don't think it matters as far as the tier, like which one you go to. I would go to the later show because when it's dark out, I think it's prettier.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
You know, the latest show you can go to, you know, I wouldn't go to the 5 o'clock because it's just getting dark then. I would probably go to one of the two later ones.
With December, since you are going again, December weather is unpredictable. A lot of people ask, how do I pack for December in Florida? I've lived here 13 years. I can honestly tell you, pack a little of everything. Because December weather is just very strange. You can have 80-degree temperatures in the daytime, and then it will drop to 40 or 30 degrees at night, and it's cold in Central Florida. The wind starts to blow, and it gets cold. Or you could have, 50 degree weather during the day, and then it gets into the 30s. Or you could have, we've had winters where it's been 80 degrees the whole week, and you can swim.
I was there last year for 5 nights, 6 days, early December, and Chris can attest to this. My first night there, it was 30 degrees. My second to last day there, we were swimming in the pool, and it was 80 degrees.
Yeah, so it really is all over the place. So
in December, you definitely want to bring a lot of different things.
Bring a lot of clothes and bring a bag or something with
layers.
You to the parks. Yeah, and layers.
Yeah.
So that you can, so maybe you are wearing a jacket in the morning and then you can take it off
or
put it back on at night when it gets cold again, or if it gets cold again. So
we actually had gloves and hats with us for the kids and just kept them in our bag, and at night when it got chilly, they wore them, and the couple days they had shorts on, couple days they had gloves and hats on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that in February. And again, I would rather be wearing hats and gloves.
And be comfortable.
You're a little bulky, but I would rather do that than be in the heat and miserable and just, headachy.
See, I like
and just,
both.
I couldn't go in the summer months. I would spend a lot of time inside.
End of August is hot, but nice.
July, I mean, being there on Sunday, it just drains you. It really does. Oh, plus the Brazilians are back in swarms. The tour group are back.
They're going to love you.
Hey, I'm just saying, they are back. Like the Swallows of Capistrano, the Brazilian tour groups have returned to... to Walt Disney World with their chanting and their flag,
Oh, your Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is also on those dates. Because I think Angela was asking. So it's a
holiday wishes party, yeah.
It's the December 11th and the 13th and 14th would be the dates that it's going on while she's there.
Okay. So
you can buy your tickets in advance and save a few dollars.
Well, plus you never know. Sometimes they do sell out too, so you are sometimes better off at buying them in advance too.
And it is, again, non-committal. If you decide you can't go, you can find buyers on eBay a lot of the time.
Or do like I did last year and give a family of three a nice Christmas
Yeah, I
present.
Remember you did that. That was so nice of you.
Yep.
Tell us what you did just to...
Oh, I just, we had three people that wound up not going in our group, and I had three passes for the Christmas party, and I was like, what should I do with them? What should I do with them? And then I said, you know what? 'Tis the season. And I found a family, two adults and a child, and I asked them if they were planning on going to the party, and they said no. And I said, do you want to? And they were like, yeah. So I'm like, Merry Christmas. And I just handed them the passes and said, have fun. And it was nice.
You know what? That's when they went around the corner and they sold them to someone else.
And they might have. But my karma was clean that day.
No, I'm teasing. That was very nice. And I like that story. So, the best I do is I give away fast passes. But I don't give away
event tickets. Well, I mean, what was I going to do with them?
Right. They're completely useless the next day.
They're completely useless. Why not
make
give a nice family a nice treat?
Yeah.
I was losing the money anyway, so it didn't matter.
Okay. I'm going to move on. Let's go to... Hey, Charlie's back. We've got Charlie. He was our tote winner from our last... Oh, we're not doing a contest this time. But he was our tote winner from our last... listener question podcast. And so Charlie is back and he writes, hi everyone, loving the podcasts. Here's a question for y'all. That was him, not me. Let's say money was no object. You are a billionaire. What is the ultimate Disney trip? From the hotel room to the food to the tours, what would y'all do? I have always wondered what someone like Donald Trump would do if money were no object at all. Maybe some of your answers will be on my bucket list. Thanks, and keep up all the good work. Charlie.
I am a billionaire. you didn't know. I just do this for fun.
This is your community service.
Yes.
Your charity work.
Yes. I shared a cell with Martha Stewart.
I didn't mean like that. I meant like charity.
So, yes, community service. No. Okay. I'm sorry, Chris.
Well, you just distracted everyone.
I was just saying that somebody like Donald Trump wouldn't go to Disney because he's such a heartless, black-hearted person.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So he wouldn't be a good example. But what I would do, I don't think I'd do anything much differently except I'd buy a house at Golden Oak.
That's right. We talked about that already.
No, that's a good idea. And then you just go when you want.
Yep, exactly.
You know what? I have to say, I would probably try one of the rooms. I would love to stay at the castle.
But you can't buy your way into that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you can. Tom Cruise did.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, I think you
I don't
can
think
too.
For him it was a matter of money. I think it was a matter of celebrity.
But I would love to stay at one of the wellness suites, the new wellness suites that they're coming out with.
Yes, you are, Bob.
In my own mind.
The wellness suites would be nice, yeah.
With the platinum plan, maybe?
Do you know what? I would just book
and I would love to spend a month
suite.
There.
You know
I would
what?
Love to spend a whole month there.
If money were truly no object, I would rent the park out.
Mm.
You could do that.
You can do that. And if you want Johnny Depp to be, you know, Jack Sparrow at a pirate party, you can do that too. You want your own fireworks.
Money's no object, remember?
Money's no object. I think what I would do, honestly, because I think this would be really neat, I'd get like a three-bedroom, you know, like one of the grand villas at BLT for a month and just, you know, have family, friends there and, you know, pay, you know, platinum plan, park hoppers, water park and more, fireworks cruises.
Parties.
Dessert party, backstage tours, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have custom,
VIP escorts. Yeah, VIP escorts.
But you know what would top all of that?
The
flashlight tour of the Haunted Mansion.
Totally would. And you cannot buy that. You have to be in the know.
No, I've got it.
And Chris, August.
Oh, that's right.
August. I don't know if I can manage that.
No,
but this
true.
Is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I want.
Go ahead.
You are such a dream squasher. You are
just. I
don't
know what your dream is. What is it?
No, let's see, you've got me completely distracted, but Cirque du Soleil, I want to go backstage. I want to be able to go on the trampoline thing, and I want to be able to do the hangy, ropey things.
Like what's her name did?
I want,
What's her name?
Samantha Brown.
Samantha Brown.
I want to be a part of Cirque du Soleil, and if money were no object, I bet you I could get in.
You know, that crazy guy with the... You could be him, Lisa.
Yeah, that would fit you perfectly.
Oh, the stomping guy.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, I mean, part of the reason I say the grand villa and inviting friends and family is I think, you know, if money were no object, it'd be nice to just share that experience with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I truly would do? I would give free vacations to needy children and rescue kittens. That's what I would do if I was a billionaire.
Stop.
Chris, you just gave me a cavity. Jeez. But yeah, I mean, I would do, you know, top notch, just everything, all the way.
You got to do Richard Petty.
Oh,
yeah, probably.
I would actually let my husband do Richard Petty. He would love that.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea that Chris is exaggerating, inviting people. I do enjoy giving, and to be able to, like what Lauren just said about giving away the tickets, I would love to be able to go in there and see a family in the Emporium and no, honey, we can't buy that. And just being able to buy things for people and making them happy or giving out, I don't know. Autograph books, kids in line, or you know, little things that could make a person happy.
Do you ever wonder why people don't do that? Okay, besides the fact that if you're giving toys to strangers' children, you know, that might be a little weird.
No, it's just lollipops.
You speak from experience, huh?
I do. I give them out all the time, and people just won't take them. I don't understand.
Freak!
You gotta stop driving that ice cream truck around, Lauren.
You know, I've tried.
Okay, so have we had enough of that one?
That was a good one.
Good question, Charlie.
And actually, like Lisa, we are giving away a prize.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Lollipops and kittens.
And you can't refuse either.
So you can get that little warm, fuzzy feeling when you give away a prize on this show.
I want to answer the next question.
Oh, I think we all want to answer the next question.
I want to answer the next question.
All right.
Lisa, what's the next question?
I'm going to answer it right now. Yes.
Yes.
Can I ask it?
Go ahead. This is the shortest one.
It is. This is from Tanya. And Tanya writes, do you think Disney will offer the free dining in December 2011?
Yes.
No. Come on.
What? Steve?
Let's put it to a vote. Let's put it to a vote.
Oh, no. They're going to do it.
No. Bob? Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes, absolutely.
So historically, they've done it, but
I think
the economy's still bad, but they're really trying to get away from it. So I'm going to say
they're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
I'm going to say no.
I'm saying no.
I have too many people that I'm trying to get it for.
Three to two? Are you kidding?
You know what? If they offer it, they're going to offer like quick service over at the deluxe resorts.
Well, I think that's still free dining, though. Let's not split hairs here. I think they'll offer it. I mean, they've already offered it for Great Britain. And if they don't offer it for us as well, then there's going to be a revolt.
Right. And generally speaking, when they do offer free dining,
everyone's going to take their free mugs and pour them in the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Exactly. No, you don't want to do that. Then you don't be able to use them over and over again.
Chris, don't you think it's going to be released soon?
I think it will. And you know what? Last year they released it on the 5th of July for September, October, and November. October, November, and December.
Yeah.
Right. They released it the day after 4th of July. They haven't done it. They didn't do it today. I mean, I was up early checking.
I was too.
But, oh, were you really now?
I was, yeah.
You guys should have just called.
I know. We should hang out together. Okay.
But Chris won't show up.
So now you're going to get to
wait,
me.
Wait, wait, wait. She's going to be stuck with me for 5 days in August.
Yes, she is.
She can't even escape me if she wants to.
You have no idea how much I would have loved to have had dinner with you at Le Cellier.
I'm still crying.
I got a little tear running down my cheek, even as we speak.
You're a little heartbroken?
I am, actually. I'm going to get over it, though, because I am going to hang out with you the entire time.
You're going to have Chris overload.
Yeah, and not only that,
I'm going to be IMing Lisa going, please get her away from me.
You know what? I'd never stop talking. Never. Okay, anyway.
I'm going to be so jealous of you guys.
I know. Because I like you guys,
Lisa's going to crash. I think she's going to arrive earlier than Thursday.
Uh-huh. No, I can't. Yes, I can.
Here's the thing. I think it is going to come out. I don't think it's going to be the same as they offered for the UK because they always offer them something different. And apparently promotion's a little weird. I can't remember exactly, but I thought it was nothing at the values and quick service at the mods and base at the deluxe. I think that's what they offered them for the rest of 2012. I bet Lauren could tell me differently, though, because she keeps up with that. But anyway, I think they're going to offer it. Absolutely. Or not.
Believe it or not, I have not gotten my email on the UK yet.
Really?
I don't know.
Well,
they've done it already.
They did because they offered it months ago. They're already.
Okay. So that's the one. Yeah.
The UK has already gotten free dining through September 2012. So,
We probably won't get through 2012 until the early fall.
Well, and yet last year they offered it through 2011 on August 14th.
Okay.
So.
I still think we're going to get it.
Okay. I think it would be interesting to see what happens if they don't.
I think it'll be interesting to see who posts that we're predicting this.
and it's simply a prediction. It is not, you know.
Oh, no, they're going to offer it.
All right.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you can.
Lauren at pixievacations.com if you have any comments for her.
I would bet every free kitten and underprivileged child I've got on this.
You can wow, that's a little broad.
Wow.
And I'll double that offer.
Exactly.
I'll throw in ice cream.
Okay. All right, we're moving on. We're going to Jennifer. She's got quite a lengthy question, but she's also our last question. So Jennifer writes, oh, wait, what was this contest, Steve?
It was for a free Disney tote.
Based yeah. on what?
Based on the number you pick.
Oh, I have to pick a number? Okay, I'll do that at the end.
You'll be able to do it, don't worry.
Okay, I'll do it. Jennifer writes, thanks so much for the wonderful podcast. I love the inside tips and the comic interaction between everyone on the team.
If she only knew.
Oh, pshaw. This question is a long way away, but it's never too early to start planning. That's just as much fun as the trip. My family and I frequently visit Walt Disney World, thanks to Lauren for our upcoming Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party trip over Columbus Day. She did a fantastic job. Kudos to Lauren. Yay! We are also DVC members. My question is about an extended large party trip to celebrate my parents' 40th wedding anniversary. I have been designated as the leader of the clan of 8 adults and our 8 children. And we have ages 12, 11, 9, 7, 6, 5, 5, and 3 at the time of travel. So she's in charge when they go to Walt Disney World in August 2013 for 8 nights to celebrate my parents' 40th anniversary. We went to Disney tons of times as kids, but besides my own personal family, my siblings, and my parents have not been to Walt Disney World for about 20 years. There are 4 smaller families within my large group, so we would like 4 individual rooms. I did price packages with park hopper tickets and the dining plan. And she says she's a huge fan of the dining plan at All Star Music, Art of Animation, French Quarter, Riverside. Wait, French Quarter. You need a comma in there. Riverside. I'm guessing she priced both of those, but they're going to price the same.
So you're correcting the grammar of our fans' questions
no,
now?
Yeah. No.
There's one less fan.
No. I'm trying to understand the question because it says French Quarter Riverside, and that doesn't make sense. So she either means Port Orleans Riverside, or she means Port Orleans French Quarter, or she priced them both, which gave her the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Or same price, sorry. And even the 2-bedroom villas at the beach club. But my cheapest option was All-Star Music. I'm a big fan of the value resorts, and we will have lots of kids, so I think the values work. I was wondering your thoughts on the best package, rooms, etc., as well as any special group events for which we might be eligible. Thank you so much for your expertise and experience. Jennifer. I mean, they're going to be there for 8 days. They're going to have a lot of fun, 8 nights, 9 days. So definitely get the park hoppers when you're staying that long. Most of the kids are going to be old enough where it won't be a hassle to use the park hoppers. That'll be good. But I guess the question comes down to, where do you want to stay?
Go to Pop.
There's nothing wrong with Pop.
Yeah, I would go Pop.
I mean, unless you could somehow swing a 2-bedroom, well, that wouldn't do them any good. I was going to say a villa. Yeah, Pop.
Well, how many adults and kids are there?
8 and 8.
Ooh, yeah.
And I don't think there's going to be any benefit to them getting a 2-bedroom villa, unless perhaps they wanted to get that for, maybe get a 1-bedroom villa for the parents, since it is their anniversary.
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
That could be a nice touch.
Not, but then they're not staying together.
Yeah. Unless they were
everyone
able
else
to stay.
Studios.
Yeah, but studios, when you start adding those up, those aren't going to be that great of a deal.
No, they're better off doing 2 bedrooms and putting 2 families together.
And honestly, I priced out a grand gathering like this for Saratoga Springs, I believe it was, or Old Key West. It was pretty reasonable, you know. I mean, but the only problem is they only sleep, 8 or 9 in a 2-bedroom. So you'd need at least 2 2-bedrooms. Yeah. Or rent a house off-site.
Go to Pop Century, meet up with Jamie. She can tell you how disappointed she is that she listened to Chris Wood.
Okay.
And then you can write back to us and let us know.
Wow. One thing you could do is you could, well, no, that wouldn't work if they're trying to save money. I was saying you could do like Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is a lower level of deluxe.
That's
and go
what
ahead
I was
and
just
stay.
Say.
Some people stay in the villas and some people stay in single rooms, which are pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
The cheapest way to go would actually to be at Pop or any of the values and just all get your rooms together. But then, you know, you don't have
Grand Gathering it so they're all linked together so that the rooms are near each other.
I mean, the real advantage of being in those villas is that you have laundry. And for such a long trip, it's really nice to have a laundry in your room.
I do like that.
Well, and also, when you're with a large group like that, you can, you know, go back at night and sit around and, you know.
Because you do want family time.
Right. You get that one-on-one time with your family.
But, okay, wait. Let me see if I read this correctly. No, she's not deluxe dining. That was Jane. Was it? I'm confused. Too many questions. But, you know, if they, I think she said plus dining. So if she's doing the basic dining plan, they're going to have time during dinner or breakfast to have conversations and reconnect.
And you know what else? If you guys are looking to go at the in August, I would try to look in the last 2 weeks of August because that's generally when free dining comes out. And with that large group of people, that's going to save you a bundle.
That's going to save you a whole lot of money. And it's also, you know, if they do release it late for some reason, like we were talking about earlier, you're going to be locked in. You're going to have that whole reservation held.
What about the events that they can do as a grand gathering? Yeah. I know that they can do that one breakfast at Tony's. That's kind of like I've seen that. It's somewhat popular.
Yeah. Events that they can do as, okay, a grand gathering is a group of people, eight or more, and you're going to count as a grand gathering. If you have infants, they don't count, but they can participate. So you're going to have the Good Morning Gathering that is breakfast at Tony's Town Square Restaurant in the Magic Kingdom. And it's not open to the public. You have to be in a grand gathering to do this. And you're going to have some one-on-one time with Mickey Mouse. You will get your breakfast. And then you're going to get to go down to PhilharMagic and get reserved seating for that. Prices on this... let's see, adults, it's about $40, and they do peak and off peak on these, just like the basic dining plan. So that's the peak price, and then it's a few dollars less for non-peak, and then your kids are going to be $23. And so you can do that, or you can use one table service credit. They also have the Safari Celebration Dinner, and this is in the Animal Kingdom. And you get to go on the Kilimanjaro Safari. It's a private guide. I mean, they all kind of are, but after the safari, you're going to go to dinner at the Tusker House, and you're going to have some fun with Turk and Timon. So you get to see them. This is going to be a little bit more money. This starts at $74 for an adult, and kids are $36, a few dollars less during off-peak. This one is two table service credits. The Epcot one, the Illuminations dessert reception, that one is, it's kind of a potpourri of different foods from different nations. And they also have storytelling. They get to hear, like the kids get to get involved and they have someone, one of the Disney storytellers, and Disney's so great at telling stories, but they do that. And then they have a character meet and greet, and then they get a special section. It's roped off for a viewing of Illuminations, which is the fireworks show at Epcot. And so they'll have their desserts, their coffee, their hot cocoa, their drinks and such, and then all kinds of yummy, tasty desserts. And I recommend the, they have like a whipped creamy type, really good, yummy something. That didn't help much, but it was really good. Look for the whipped creamy one.
That's a little vague.
It comes in a cup. I don't know what it was. I don't think it was shortcake or anything. I think it was like a white chocolate mousse or something. I don't know, but it was good. And this one is going to be in the same price range as that Safari Celebration dinner. So 74 and 36. And this is also two table service credits. There's one more thing. I mean, I may as well give you the whole spiel. There's one more, which is the Magical Fireworks Voyage. And it's a dessert party that is, it's on the Seven Seas Lagoon. And you get to see the fireworks from the Magic Kingdom. You're also going to get to see the Electric Water Pageant. And it's hosted by Captain Hook and Smee, which is fun. I like that.
They do a story, don't they?
Yeah, they're going to, they do, well, they do a little bit of storytelling, but what happens when you get off the boat, you're going to have Peter Pan. And he's going to meet you when you get off the boat, and he's going to tell you some more stories. So they tell you stories about Peter Pan, then you get off the boat and you meet him, and, you know, he probably bashes them, so... but the fireworks voyage, it is not available on dining credits. And your adults are going to be $35 and kids are going to be $20. No season discrimination. So, kind of went on a tangent there, but that's what you can do with a party of 16 or honestly a party of 8 or more. You may be put with other groups that are a part of a grand gathering. It's possible that with a group of 16, you would be by yourself. You can't necessarily request it, but if there are no other grand gatherings signed up, then you're good to go. If you happen to be on one of those premium or platinum plans that we talked about, the experience will only deduct one table service credit from your meal plan instead of two. So could be worth it if you're on that particular plan. Okay. Okay, so we're going to do a random drawing for a tote. That had to be Steve.
We put in money for our sound effects. So our sound effects budget now is up to $1.
I'm not paying you $1 for that. Nice try.
That's a very high budget.
Wow. our winner for the tote is going to be Jamie. Jamie, you have won a tote. We will contact you and get your information. And I'm going to wrap up the show right here. And thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Join us again here next week on Mouse Chat.